Hi everyone, a good Friday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. Well, we continue to track an upper level feature. It's an area of low pressure to our north, and rotating underneath or at the base of this low pressure is a series of disturbances. Nonetheless, the air in the upper levels of the atmosphere is still mighty chilly. So that's going to lend itself to the cloud cover issues as we head throughout the day, as well as the opportunity for some more scattered snow showers and flurries as we head through this afternoon. Temperature-wise, with some breaks in the clouds, we've seen temperatures rise into the mid and upper 20s as you make your way outside the Hudson Valley, low and mid 30s as of last check across the Hudson Valley. Again, the radar is a little active in terms of snow showers and flurries pushing through the region, and this trend will continue for the next several hours as this upper level feature continues to affect our weather. Now, as we head into the day on Saturday, the upper level feature will slowly begin to lift out. High pressure will try to come on in from the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley. That being said, there's two differences between today and tomorrow that we will end up seeing. One will be precipitation free. Number two, it looks like the wind will be even more of an issue, as wind gusts out of the northwest at times could be as high as 30 to 35 miles per hour. As we head for Saturday night into the day on Sunday, high pressure will be really cresting over the region, allowing us to see the wind diminish Saturday night, and a nice amount of sunshine for Sunday, still calling it a mix of sun and clouds. But nonetheless, high pressure will have an ability to keep a storm system to our south, which means we pretty much remain precipitation free as we head throughout the next several days. Quick review of the climatological data. Again, as we go throughout the 24-hour period for today, we typically see an average high of 47 and 28. Hard to believe, this time last year, a record high of 81. A record low for this date is two above from 1878. By the way, the official overnight low at Albany International earlier this morning was 12 above. The sun will set later this afternoon at 7:10, or if you do prefer this evening at 7:10 p.m. It will rise again tomorrow morning at 6:53, setting once again Saturday evening at 7:11 p.m. So in the forecast for the remainder of the afternoon, looks like the clouds will end up dominating the scene, so we'll call it mostly cloudy. The breeze will continue to pick up, becoming westerly at sustained speeds of 8 to 18 miles per hour. We'll continue to deal with flurries and scattered snow showers, and a high in Albany near 36, the forecast high at Glens Falls, 34. For tonight, flurries, perhaps a snow shower, otherwise it's variably cloudy, not as breezy, a low of 23 in Albany, down to 20 at Glens Falls. A mix of sun and clouds for Saturday, becoming windy, picking up that northwesterly wind, sustained speeds of 15 to 25 miles per hour, but we could see gusts over 30, perhaps upwards of 35 miles per hour, as we head through the middle and the second half of the day. Forecast high in the upper 30s and close to 40 degrees. A mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, again, wind won't be an issue and we will be precipitation free. We'll start things off near 20 on Sunday morning with an afternoon high of 41. Partly sunny for Monday, started off at 25, topping out near 40 during the afternoon, and we continue this dry and still somewhat seasonably chilly weather pattern heading through midweek next week. A little bit below average, but again, typical for mid to late March. Mixed sun and clouds for Tuesday as well as next Wednesday. Start things off in the mid-20s, afternoon highs back into the low and mid-40s. Have a wonderful afternoon, stay warm the next couple of days, and have a great weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.